A woman opened fire at YouTube's California headquarters Tuesday afternoon before turning the gun on herself. Authorities said three other people were shot, one of whom was in critical condition. Four senior law enforcement officials identified the woman as Nasim Najafi Agdem, who would have turned 39 on Thursday and whose last known address is in the San Diego area. They said she used a 9mm handgun. Agdem claimed on her social media accounts that YouTube was discriminating against her videos, many of which focused on animal rights and veganism, mixed with bizarre musical parodies. Law enforcement officials said the woman approached an outdoor patio and dining area near lunchtime and opened fire in what appeared to be a domestic dispute not related to terrorism. YouTube executives said they were shocked. "Today, it feels like the entire community of YouTube, and all of the employees, were victims of this crime," said Chris Dale, YouTube's head of communications. Sundar Pichai, chief executive of Google LLC, YouTube's parent company, said in a brief statement on Twitter, "There are no words to describe the tragedy that occurred today, and here is what Tim Cook tweeted from everyone at Apple. We send our sympathy and support to the team at YouTube and Google, especially the victims and their families." What Jeff Bezos tweeted, "Horrible and truly tragic day for YouTube and Google. We are wishing all our very best for the injured and all those affected." And what Donald Trump tweeted was, "Just briefed on the shooting at YouTube's HQ in San Bruno, California. Our thoughts and prayers are with everybody involved. Thank you to our phenomenal law enforcement officers and first responders that are currently on the scene." Over the last several years, Zendesk has been making the transition from a company that caters mostly to small businesses to one with larger enterprise customers, and their revenue reflects that. The company announced it has crossed the $0.5 billion annual run rate since its last earnings report in February. It also announced a new enterprise content management product specifically geared for large customer service organizations. The company was just shy of the goal after its most recent earnings report with $123.4 million for the quarter. They say they have since passed that goal, but have not announced it until now. Based on revenue that closed March 31, 2018, the company is projecting between $555 and $565 million in revenue for fiscal 2018. According to its last earnings report, when you consider that when the company went public in 2014, it was at $100 million in annual revenue, reaching $500 million in 4 years is significant. Zendesk reports that 40% of its revenue now comes from larger enterprise customers, which they define as 100 seats or more. The company is predicting it will cross the $1 billion run rate by some time in 2020. In one of the most highly anticipated tech IPOs in recent years, Spotify ended its first day as a publicly traded company on Tuesday with its shares gaining 12.8% and a market value of $26.5 billion. The music streaming business managed to hit those high numbers despite its decision to skip the traditional IPO process and instead trade through a direct listing. A direct listing is a cheaper alternative to a traditional IPO in which shares are sold directly to the public without an intermediary. Existing investors and employees who hold shares are able to sell to the public. Spotify's shares opened during midday trading on Tuesday at $165.90. up almost 26% from a reference price set by NYSE of $132. The gain eventually retreated somewhat as investors factored in the company's stiff competition with Apple. Spotify is the seventh most valuable internet company to go public in the U.S. The company's shares closed at $149.01. Jumper Bikes, the on-demand biking service that integrates with Uber, has been weighing both acquisition and investment offers. A decision has not yet been reached, but right now possible options include a sale to Uber at a price that exceeds $100 million, or a venture investment round. Multiple sources tell TechCrunch one of the possible investor names that has been floated is Mike Moritz of Sequoia Capital, but we are told that Jump has several options. We are also told that various parties have been upping their offers over the past week, as they fiercely compete to get ownership of Jump. E-bikes are expected to become more popular, where users are able to find and rent bikes quickly via apps. They are part regular bike and part electric, which makes it easier to go up hills. Impossible Foods would like to someday offer not just ground meat, but alternatives to fish, chicken, steak, eggs and cheese. The company raised $75 million last year via a convertible note, and here is a few quick news. Virgin Hyperloop One replaced three directors and a fourth was arrested. The latest signs of turmoil at the futuristic transportation startup. Snapchat reinstates Jiffy stickers following removal of racist GIFs. Both Snapchat and Instagram pulled Jiffy stickers last month. John Gianandrea, Google's former head of search and artificial intelligence, is joining Apple. The hire, first reported by the New York Times, comes one day after the executive announced he was stepping down from his role at Google, itself a surprise move amid a broader executive reshuffle that now makes much more sense in hindsight. Apple hired Google's former AI boss to help improve Siri. Tesla Incorporated sees progress ahead for the mass-market sedan that keeps falling short of targets and said a capital raise won't be required this year, spurring a partial rebound for the electric car maker's battered shares and bonds.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.